Good morning. Thanks for tuning in. The local share market is going to be in for a challenging morning this morning. The futures are telling us that the ASX 200 will be down a little less than 1.2% when trade gets underway. That is a lessened version of what we saw overnight when it came to the selling on either side of the Atlantic in the Northern Hemisphere. Sellers were certainly mobilized last night. We saw some pretty aggressive declines where the US markets were concerned. They gapped lower at the open, and the selling momentum continued to a very substantial extent. And at the close, the markets weren't all that far away from session lows. So the NASDAQ predictably leading the declines, down by 3.2%, the S&P 500 down 2.5%, and the Dow was down by 2.3%. So the night before, of course, we had the US Federal Reserve hand down their interest rate decision. The 0.5% was expected, that by which they raised rates, but they downgraded growth expectations, and that really cast a pall over the conversation for the following day. And then what we tended to see was the economic news fall into line with that moderated growth outlook, and that was one of the factors that was certainly front of mind for investors. We seem to have swung now from inflationary concerns to the extent to which growth and earnings will moderate over the course of the near to medium term, and that is one of the factors, primary factors, guiding the selling for stocks. So when you look at the performance of the S&P 500 from the lows of October to its recent peak, that index has rallied by around 17 to 18%. So it's worth putting those these recent moves into that sort of context, and the fact that, you know, those bear market rallies can be quite aggressive. And we're just seeing a little bit of a payback in terms of what we've seen over the last session. And it was the big marquee tech names that seem to be bearing the brunt of this. So we had Apple, Alphabet, Amazon, Microsoft, all of those companies down in the order of 3 to 4%. Adding to this conversation was Netflix. That stock was down by around 10% at one stage, finished with a loss of around 8%. So in the reports and commentary that we've seen in the last day, it's been suggested that their advertising sales have stumbled, and it's been reported that Netflix has offered some sort of a sweetener to advertisers where they haven't run their ads yet. They'd be returning the funds generated from those advertising sales, which is not the traditional model used by advertisers, and that went over really poorly with investors, and it reflected in that steep decline. So European markets were caught up in all of this because the Bank of England and the European Central Bank raised rates by 0.5% as expected. But again, to maintain credibility, which has been hard won, if at all, for them, they've spoken about the need to continue raising rates to contain inflation. Central banks will continue to do this. One of the ways that inflation is brought under control is inflationary expectations, which are influenced heavily by the commentary from central bankers. They can't be seen to be fading in terms of their commitment, and that staunch conversation from both the Bank of England and the European Central Bank weighed heavily on European stocks. The FTSE down by 0.9%. That was getting away with things lightly compared to the German DAX, which was down by 3.3%. The Stock 600 down by 2.8%, and the French market down by around 3.1%. So that brings us to the regional experience today. The fact that we saw much weaker economic figures out of China yesterday, be it fixed asset investment, industrial production, retail sales, employment. The markets will be watching carefully to see what Chinese authorities do now. The success of their reopening is critical here in terms of convincing the markets that the Chinese economy can bounce back meaningfully in a relatively short time frame from the challenges that they've faced over the course of recent history. So that will come to bear quite heavily where the local experience is concerned. So those much better employment numbers that we saw yesterday, probably at the margins, but at some stage that's going to kick in terms of highlighting the strong momentum that the local economy is still being able to generate, notwithstanding some of the challenges that are going to emanate in the bigger picture over the next couple of months. So the Aussie dollar, quite volatile last night. It was trading through a range that was quite substantial. Its recent peak was around 68.3, traded as low as 66.7. It's trading around 67 US cents at the moment. We don't have too many highlights today on the local front, but one of them will be the NAB's AGM. So the commentary there on a day like today will be listened to quite carefully. So that's worth tuning in later on this morning. Thanks for today, and have a great weekend. Thanks.